Saturday is the day, game one in Minneapolis, Suns and Timberwolves in the NBA playoffs, here to give us the Timberwolves perspective heading into the series. Their play-by-play voice, Alan Horton, joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Alan, good morning. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Gentlemen, you got it. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So much is made, and I'm sure you're having the conversations in Minnesota about it. You know, these matchups. Who do you match up against? We saw teams trying to duck matchups late in the season. Suns have obviously had the upper hand against the T-Wolves in the three games in the regular season. But how do you gauge the T-Wolves' collective mindset heading into this series, knowing that the Suns have had their way with Minnesota this year?
Yeah, it's an interesting mindset because the Wolves have had their second best season in franchise history. 56 wins. They were battling for the one seed. You don't get it. You drop to three. And now you're facing a team that the Wolves they've only not beaten one other team all season. They're 0-3 against Phoenix. They're 0-2 against the Chicago Bulls. They've beaten every other team at least once. So they've been really good, and they've got the best defense in the NBA, and they've got a lot of things going for them. But those all haven't seemed to matter against the Suns. I think you can point to, you know, the first meeting, the Timberwolves were on the second of a back-to-back. You might chalk that one up to a schedule loss. I kind of did early, and then we didn't see the Suns again for 4 or 5 months. But the way the Suns have handled the last two games, maybe that makes me rethink that first meeting, and it's a bad matchup. But I think what the Wolves have to do coming into this game is acknowledge that was a bad matchup. It was three really bad games. Uh-huh. The Wolves had their two worst defensive outings against the Suns, and in the third game, they had their worst offensive outing of the season. So it's really been it's been both ends of the floors that have been trouble for the Wolves, and that's really that just doesn't fit with what I know about this Timberwolves team throughout the season, winning 56 games. So it's really strange to have an opponent that has been so dominant in the first three games.
Yeah, especially when you look at Anthony Edwards and what a breakthrough year, 2 years that he has had here, and nobody has ever really ID'd Bradley Beal as a defensive stopper in the past, and yet you could see Ant's frustration on Sunday. How has he processed that latest last loss and where the Timberwolves are going to go from here?
It has been frustrating because they've been loading up on Anthony Edwards, whether he's trying to drive and seeing an initial defender plus two guys in the gaps either side of that primary defender or off the pick and roll. They're running two at him. They're going to force the ball out of Anthony Edwards' hands. And the Suns have done a better job of that than any team in the league during the regular season. We'll see how it shapes up in this seven-game series. But I think the Wolves have been a little bit frustrated with that, but he trusts his head coach, and they've got a great relationship. Chris Finch has spent all week. They're gearing up to find different ways to get Anthony Edwards going. He's only, you know, averaging 14, 15 points a game in the first three games against Phoenix. That can't happen. He's the Wolves' best player. And the other thing, just from a general macro level, the Suns have had the better players in this series. Their big three they've had the best three players in this series, mm-hmm. maybe even the best four if you throw Grayson Allen in there. And that can't happen. The Wolves have to have a level from Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns, their two best players, to at least equal out. It's got to be more balanced. Otherwise, this is going to be a short series and not in the Wolves' favor if the Suns continue to have the three best players on the floor.
We're talking with Alan Horton, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. You mentioned Karl Anthony Towns, all-star this year, obviously a very important player, had the late-season injury, came back for the last two regular season games. A lot of that was, I'm sure, conditioning. Where is the confidence level that Cat can be who he is in this series based on where he is physically, Alan?
Yeah, I think confidence level wise, these guys are in the NBA are so wired to be confident. I mean, they've been confident their whole lives in their basketball play. So the confidence is there, but the shooting touch is certainly not there over the first two games, and that's to be expected. He was out 5 weeks. He missed 18 games. Wolves went 12-6 during that stretch. So the confidence is there, but I think the legs look a little bit slow. You saw on Sunday there were a couple of rebounds that Cat normally would get, but his timing was a little bit off, or he jumped too early, or got knocked under the basket too much, and he just missed a rebound. It falls in the hands of the Suns. They put it back up, and then little things like that have been evident in the last two games he's come back. But, you know, in the prior game to the Suns, the Wolves took on Atlanta, and Cat did not shoot it well, but hit a big three late in the game to put them on top. And that's the kind of shot where you're glad you've got Karl Anthony Towns back. He has got to be – he'll have the confidence, like I said, but he's got to be smart in the way he plays. You know, he and Ant combined for more turnovers than field goals on Sunday against the Suns. They had 10 turnovers combined, only 6 made field goals. That can't happen. Those guys have to be at a better level taking care of the basketball. And that's obviously one of the big keys, because the last two games the Wolves have just turned it over like crazy. And they've done a lot of that damage in the opening quarter. I mean, the Suns have dominated the first quarters in all three games. And the way the Suns are playing since, what, Christmas, since December 27th, fourth best team in the NBA. They've been the better team since Christmas than the Wolves, but you wouldn't know it by the seedings, because it obviously takes into account the whole season. But the Suns are the better team right now, and I think the Wolves are trying to understand that, come to terms with that, now find solutions to kind of to not turn it over, to get off to better starts, to find more rhythm offensively, to be better defensively. They've got a lot of work to do, because the Suns, as we talked about, have just dominated the first three games.
Yeah, Vinny and I have been paying attention to a lot of the media coming from the Twin Cities, and there's a lot of that skepticism, fatalism. We've heard this is the Minnesota way, man. Oh, you believe in a sports team and they're going to break your heart. I guess if there's a silver lining, the team is going to be at full attention and locked in terms of their focus leading into this weekend. Paint a picture about the vibe in town, and then contrast that with the vibe coming off the basketball team the last couple of days.
Yeah, it is definitely a Minnesota way of thinking, and I don't think Minnesota is the only fan base that has this kind of fatalism that, you know, whether it's the Vikings, whether it's the Wild, whether it's the Timberwolves, whether it's the Twins, the fan base, and unfortunately, the losing feeds into it, right? So anytime there's a disappointing loss or a postseason exit, it just feeds into that mentality, and there's really no way to argue around it. But the overall, you know, it's really hard to win in this league. It's hard to win a title. There's only one team that does it. 29 teams are upset, right, and frustrated and not happy. And granted, the Timberwolves haven't gotten there and won one, but it's tough. You know what I'm saying? It's tough to argue the other way and not have people believe that everything is – I mean, the Vikings really set the tone in this market, obviously. The NFL is a monster. You guys know it. And for the Vikings to get to, what, 4 or 5 Super Bowls and lose those, it was a long time ago, but it's very fresh in everyone's mind. And so – the Wolves have to put that behind them. They can't control that. All they can control is how they face the Suns and how they play against the Suns. And for the first time in 3 years, the Wolves are not in this play-in tournament. It's really nice to have this week, especially being at home. It's only the fourth series they'll ever have in their franchise history where they've been the higher seed. And they haven't had one since the 03-04 season. They had 3 series in that one, got to the Western Conference Finals. They were the home team in all 3 of them. So this is the first time in 20 years they've had home court advantage, and they are ramping up towards this on Saturday afternoon, and maybe with a 2:30 start time. That's I can never keep track of Arizona's time changes and lack of time changes. Actually, you don't change, right? It's just a matter
of what time. Everybody changes around us.
We're hoping the 12:30 start time is going to be way too early for the Suns and throw them off.
Hearing what you just said about the fan base and the fatalism, and knowing what I know about this market being here for over 40 years, Alan, this will be the most fatalistic first round playoff series in the history of the NBA.
It might be. This will be a disaster. I mean, the Wolves fans will be like, 56 wins. I thought we were going to be number one and have a cakewalk to the NBA Finals. But the bottom line is, like, this West, the Phoenix Suns aren't your normal 6th seed. The Lakers aren't your normal 7th seed. These are really good teams that have really good players that, for a variety of reasons, didn't peak over the whole course of 82 games. I mean, I think LeBron and AD know, hey, as long as they're healthy, getting to the postseason, they've got a chance. They proved it last year, getting to the Western Conference Finals.
Yep.
It took a little while for Beal and Booker and Durant to come together, but ever since they have, they've played really well together, and they've peaked at the right time. So these aren't your typical 6-7 and probably whoever comes out of 8 seeds either. It's just you could have some series that a 6 beats a 3. You could have a 7 beat a 2. And I don't know that Oklahoma City thinks that they're going to, you know, anybody thinks they can't be beaten. They've been really good, don't get me wrong, but they haven't proven in the postseason either.
Yeah. Alan, really looking forward to the series. I really appreciate the conversation and the insight today.